Islands and catamarans. Burning down to some boat shoes.
XA, Shafir, who's it? What's going on? It's your boy Malumi YouTube, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Malumi. I am Malumi. I call myself Malumi YouTube. It means Uncle YouTube because we're uncle to the game. We be bringing the best quality on YouTube. We love creating stories. We love storytelling. We love creating podcasts, vlogs, travel content. I'll be doing everything on YouTube. So if you guys are new to the channel, welcome. Very nice to have you. All right, now we're in a cloudy Cape Town. I'm in Cape Town. I landed like today. And I'm here for the next couple of weeks because I'm trying to see if I can actually live in Cape Town. So I'm here. I'm going to be jumping from Airbnb to Airbnb. I've got some nice agreements. Going to be chilling with some friends' places. And I'm excited to be here. But this podcast is not what I'm doing today. It's about what happened. Because you know, with Seated with Malumi, we're bringing you guys the best story times that have happened to me. And this story is a little bit different, guys. This story is actually a big lesson. So I need everyone to just really just tap in. I feel I'm giving a sermon today, which is crazy. But I want you guys to tap in because the message behind this whole story is very powerful, and I really, really, really want you guys to hear it because it has changed my life quite a bit. And it all starts off with the conversation with my brother Lebo. So if you guys don't know, I've got a little brother called Lebo Rambedi. It's his birthday today. So Lebo, happy birthday. Instead of April, I love you so much. Big 2-4. And Lebo and I were chilling at the house, playing some UFC on the PlayStation, sipping on some whiskey. And it happens pretty much once a week, twice a week. We trigger each other because we had the same childhood. So I'll easily be like, yo, bro, how was your day? And he'll be like, yeah, speak. But I did this. So for example, this time we're speaking about the fact that like, life is good, man. Like I've been traveling. He's been working hard. He got a job. He's been doing all these good things. So we've just been speaking about how life is good, man. Like I've been traveling. He's been working. He's just stopped working now. He's doing the school thing. He's doing his honors. Absolutely beautiful. But we don't feel like, you know, we are doing those things. And we're like, you know, man, where does it actually come from? And then we started speaking about like the pressure we always had to always, you know, achieve excellence growing up and how, you know, 60% is never good enough, 79%, 95 comes, where's the other 5%? And we started thinking about our relationship with our parents. Now, today's topic is not about, you know, us not being able to celebrate something. I'm just trying to build you guys a story to understand where this all came from. So now we're unpacking that. We're unpacking like, yeah, man, in life with me, like I don't even celebrate my YouTube milestones anymore. I don't know if I'm successful or not. I don't know what's happening. He's like, bro, same. My life is doing such a big 360. I'm a student now. I've got no more salary. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Obviously, in the short term, it's affecting me. But in the long term, you know, it's going to be very powerful on my CV and on my, you know, just ensemble of all my certificates that I, you know, have in honors in economics. But we're also scared. And we're unpacking, like, no, man, it makes sense because growing up, you know, our dad was always very firm and rigid and he believed in excellence and must be the best in what you do. You know, you must try. You know, this doesn't matter. There's no point in having foolery of fun and going out and what. Here we work and we study and we earn our respect. You get me? And we just unpacked that. We're like, okay, cool. You know, that was a bit tough. But as much as it was tough, it put us where we are today. And then we started thinking, man, bro, our relationship with our parents is actually so complex and so different because growing up, we didn't really, sorry, this conversation, I'm not crying. It's like, my girlfriend claims that, I think it's the light when I speak. My girlfriend claims that like, when I speak about passionate things, my eyes become teary. But I think it's honestly just the light. I'd never cry on YouTube. I think that's things for other YouTubers to do. Anyway, my point is, looking at the relationship with my mom and dad, we're like, you know, growing up, we never received the I love yous quite a bit. We never received hugs. We never received like, you know, the how was your day? It was order. You have to do this. I do that. You know, I provide for you. You respect me. You help me. We were a family in a different way. And we realized that every time we unpack our relationship with our parents, we're always so negative. Now just hold that. I want you guys to think about that too. When you guys unpack your relationship with your parents, is it negative or is it negative and positive? And how is it like? And just hold that thought because I want to touch on that when I, you know, continue. And I was speaking, I'm like, yo, ever since she left the house to go to university, our mom has been reaching out more. You know, our dad has been calling more. There's more expectation for us to be more of a family that we, you know, wanted in the back in the day now. And it confused us. It confused us because Lebo and I were like, bro, how can we now, you know, say the I love yous, you know, visit, do the hugging, you know, be open when we're not used to such a thing? It's unfair for our parents to expect that from us. So now we further unpack, like, why do we think that's happening? Then we go, no, actually, this makes so much sense. Our sister was our parents' last you know, egg in the nest that they had to protect and shape. And now, you know, when I left, they had Lebo and Shiwu. When Lebo left, they had Shiwu. Now she was gone. They have no one to protect. And they're so used to protecting. You get me? So we realized, no, that's why our mom was reaching out. Because when we were at the house, or there's at least one of us, she can see that we're safe. She can see that we're well fed. She's there providing us with the clothing. She's there giving us the daughter. She's there cooking for us. She's working a 9-to-5, coming back home and cooking. My dad's working ridiculous hours, coming back home, cooking, or coming back home and, you know, making sure that the fridge is full, making sure that, you know, all the cars are washed. Just doing normal dad things, doing normal mom things at the best level, you know, making sure that we've got the things we need. But now in that, you know, doing mom and dad things, they can see how we are. Now that we're all gone, they're probably so confused, which is why now they reach out. Now the occasional, I miss you, I love you comes out. And we will look at it in a negative way, like, yo, bro, why must we even react and say that I love you back? It's so confusing for us. Then we started thinking, wait, let's actually unpack mom and papa, bro. These people 20, 30 years ago were like us. They were looking out, you know, looking for a partner. They found a partner. Things made sense to the point where they said, bro, our love is so strong, let's form a family. Our love is so strong, let's have children. And let's, you know, take care of them. And in that, there is so much sacrifice as a parent. Like, as a parent, when you decide to have kids, bro, no more grooving as much as you used to do. No more funny things, because your kid is taking up pretty much most of your salary. You get me? Most of your time, even. And we started, like, respecting them. We're like, okay, let's look at these childhood traumas in a positive manner. Let's focus on where our parents come from and what's happening now. So now we're seeing the sacrifice. We're seeing, okay, cool, my dad obviously had to stop doing this. You know, there's no more that. My mom had to stop this. I've never heard my mom say, I'm going to go have drinks with friends. I've never heard my dad say, like, yo, I'm going to go rock today. It's like, yo, let me feed my family. Let me chill with my wife. Let me go see other family, like extended family, you know? So we started seeing, wow, what a huge sacrifice. Because if me personally right now, I had a kid, I would have to fight. Because I live like a rock star. You guys know I travel for a living. So that would be absolutely insane. So we started respecting that a little bit more. We're like, okay, cool, wow. We understand that sacrifice they made. We see a sacrifice they made during, you know, our upbringing. And now we're at a point where we've been brought up, you know. We've been upbringed. You get me? And our parents are like, okay, cool. Like, you are meant to be my best friend. I used to wipe your ass. I used to feed you. I used to sacrifice most of my salary for you. You're meant to call me, bitch. You get me? So now we're doing those things and we're seeing the power and looking at things in a positive light. Cool. Now we're seeing, okay, cool. Our mom can't check on us, so she's calling us and loving us. So now we're saying, okay, cool. Let's not have that negative perspective of this is weird. Let's open our arms and receive the love that they are now trying to pour. Because even our parents can change and adjust with the times as much as we change. You get me? It's their first time being a parent. It's their first time seeing their firstborn be a YouTuber. Their secondborn be an economist. Their thirdborn be an engineer. Their firstborn not use the engineering degree. Their firstborn fall in love and be in heartbreak. It's their first time doing everything. So even them, we should give them room to learn and change. You know, they're hearing from my sister, I love you. They're like, okay, cool. Maybe Tato wants to hear, I love you. Let me try to do that. It's up to us as children to not deflect the changes in our parents. And it's up to us to now also try teach our parents how to love us, teach our parents how to, you know, form a relationship with us. Even though, you know, there'll always be those things that your parents do that piss you off when you call them, when you text them. You have to move past that because our parents are also human beings, bro. Like, the day I realized that my dad was me 30 years ago, changed my life. This bro's been winging life, dog. Like, our parents are literally winging life and they're trying. And it's like, they already have their own life problems. Imagine all of your own personal life problems. And then now, as a parent, you must inherit the problems of your children. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids. You've got a wife. You've got cousins. You're the leader of the family. So we just decided to, like, really look at the positive. And I hope you guys are seeing the message in this podcast. The message in this podcast is that in everything you do, there's a yin and yang. There's a positive and there's a negative. And if you always fixate on the negative, there's never going to be room for growth. There's never going to be room for the negative to become a positive because there's positive happening and someone is reaching out to you, but they're like, nah, this person is being weird by doing this now because in the past, they're always so negative. But now, it changes everything. So I want you guys to just take this lesson that I learned very late in life at 26, 25. That in life, there will always be negative, there will always be positive, there will always be worry, there will always be things that we're persevering through. But it's up to us to have that positive mentality, because with that positive mentality comes growth and comes change. I love each and every one of you guys so much, and I want the best from everyone that watches my content, because people that consume my content, I assume that you guys are very, very similar to me, because we think about the same things, we have similar opinions, or we can have a back and forth. So if you guys disagree with anything that I said today, please go to the comment section and tell back and forth. If you agree, I really read every single comment. You guys know. If you go to any of my videos, I've liked pretty much most of the comments. I engage with 60% of them because I really value you guys' positive opinions and positive affirmations. So I love you guys so much. I'll see you guys next week. You guys know every single week we're there with Sita with Malume. When Cape Town, so I'm going to go have fun in Cape Town. I'm not going to be here in Cape Town and just sit here and do episodes of podcasts. Now I'm going to go see the people of Cape Town. Antara. So enjoy your day. I love you guys so much. If you guys want to give us 5 stars, please do so. You're going to give me 1, 2, 3, 4 stars. Crazy. Give me 5 and tell me why you're going to give me 4 stars or 3 or 2 or 1. Crazy. Also, check us out on Spotify and other streaming platforms if you're watching on YouTube. Shoot. Just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a light. I'll be living the life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.